Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on, and this week is the first part of our three-part feature, Grow More in 24. So have you already started growing your own veg, or are you interested in giving it a go?
We don't, but we are, we're planning a small vegetable plot. So we're beginning to think about that.
Not at the moment, but again, something we would have talked about and would hope to do in the future.
I try it here and there, but not consistently now.
We don't, but we actually are looking into doing that.
I do, yeah. Beetroot, potatoes, courgettes, tomatoes, garlic, onions.
Well, if you're interested in becoming more sustainable by growing your own vegetables, stay tuned while we look at the best ways to get started. As always, we've enlisted the help of an expert in the field, excuse the pun, and spoke with Ollie Green from betterplants.ie. I started by asking Ollie where the novice should begin.
Look, we would always advise customers, you know, we're look at what you have available to you, right? So you might live in a semi-detached, or you might detached, or you could have a half an acre, or you might only have a balcony.
Okay.
So I think the first thing is assess what you have. Next thing is how much time I have to commit to this.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be committing to a large, you know, investing straight off. You know, you want to get started in your garden and you're all excited. Your neighbour had a polytunnel.
Yeah.
You know, and they might have more time than you.
The so Joneses you want, next door, the they Jones. Have the polytunnel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you want to just stand back and think, what time I have, what space I have to commit to this, and the next thing, what do I like to grow?
Okay.
So once I think you have them three, you know, factors sorted out, and I would take out a little paper, a bit of paper, and maybe draw out your garden, draw out your balcony, and say, look, is it south facing, and then where am I going to put the beds?
Yeah, and even with the balcony, there's options there.
Well, 100%. Balconies, you can grow so, so much, and balconies are kind of very good. You know, they're always normally south-facing anyways.
Okay.
So you have plenty of sunlight.
Yeah.
You can grow in containers. Like, you can just upcycle. Like, even if you're buying milk cartons.
Yeah.
You know, you can pop a bit, cut in half, put some soil into it and start growing. You could grow garlic in it. You can grow your herbs. You can grow scallions in it. A bit of lettuce in one.
Okay.
So there's loads of things you can do without massive expense going into it.
Right. And if you were, if you do have your average kind of garden in a semi-detached house, you said, in a housing estate, there are things that you can start planning towards. You know, maybe down the road you might invest in a greenhouse or something like that, but start at a basic level here.
Start
try
at a basic
things.
Level, yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, like, I'd be thinking, like, there's so many different, like, you can go online, there's so many different options. Like, I would say, look, if your mind is thinking polytunnel greenhouse down the road,
yeah.
I would say, well, where am I going to put that if I'm going to get one? You can build around all your beds.
Yeah.
And just maybe measure up the size of the one you might be thinking of getting and kind of build your garden around
okay.
that. So then when it comes, you have everything ready. You can just put the dome over it or your greenhouse over it, and it's not going to affect the garden you
so
have.
So start working on the content of the
yes.
polytunnel before
yeah.
you buy it, about what you okay. And
yeah.
the kind of space that you want to give to that, or that you can afford
absolutely.
To give to it from the garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would. And if you have kids, I would, you know, bring them on the journey of let's,
oh, absolutely.
You know, if they like
yeah.
peas, get just a couple of peas and grow them, and, you know, or they're like green beans. It's a great way to get them involved in sowing the seeds, so then they can see the process as well. Like.
And this is all trial and error.
100%. Look at
best way to learn.
Yeah, 100%. I'm shocking to say. I don't like saying I'm probably 30 years growing stuff now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Do I get it perfect? No.
Yeah.
Every year I lose plants. Every year I will make a mistake. Every year something goes wrong. But it's
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah.
Just as I always say, like, that's why they give you 200 seeds in a pack.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone gave me advice one time. Once you put the root down,
yeah,
it's, you know, the best chance to grow. So
after that, it should take off.
After
yeah,
that,
yeah.
you take off. Once you take a bit of care and stuff like that. But there is a bit of effort to put into it. And
okay.
That's why you say time. Like, and that's why I'm saying there's no point starting off with a massive big tunnel if you're only home, you know, if you're working and you're only home on weekends, or you only have an hour a week.
Yeah.
So that's the thing to plan, because the worst thing is you're out there and then you feel that, oh God, I have to be out in the garden today. Like, you have to go because you enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you're
be
getting a bit.
A chore, yeah.
It shouldn't
yeah.
be another job to you, or you shouldn't yeah. be stressing about it. Look, if plant died, just go and buy a new one.
Yeah, you'll find yourself going out to the supermarket too much if you're not enjoying it. Absolutely. And you just buy the stuff. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, well listen, maybe we'll come back in a couple of weeks, Ollie, yeah, and we'll have a chat about sort of planning out what to have, maybe over the next few months as well, starting in early spring, and what would be the best thing to plant. And we'll come back a couple of weeks, grow more in 24. That's what we're going for here at Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. So we'll come back in a couple of weeks' time, but thanks very much, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
Lots of ideas there to get you going. And we'll have part two in a couple of weeks' time when we'll look at the best way to plan out your space and to get the most out of it. Don't forget, you can listen back to all the features on the Errors to Protect page on classichits.ie or on errorstoprotect.ie.
Errors to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.